Hi from Nashville, Tennessee. This is the Campfire Cafe on Equestrian Legacy Radio.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you'd
so
drop in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, watch your
my father
hurry.
Will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Darling, please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some music on while I pour.
The neighbors might think,
baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what is this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight now. I'll take your hat, your hair looks swell.
I said no, no, no,
mind
sir.
If I move up?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I simply must go.
Now, baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This welcome has been
lucky that you
so
dropped in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that
my
storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will
like
be there at the door.
Like waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind
is delicious. Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to go home.
Baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say, lend me your coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
I'll think of my lifelong
At
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and
I
died.
Really can't stay. Baby, it's cold outside.
Well, good Thursday to you. I'm your host, Gary Holt, from Nashville, Tennessee. And we want to take a moment to remember the folks that are in Southern California and that are dealing with these terrible fires. Our co-host Bobby Bell is in Santa Clarita, and I spoke with her yesterday, and they had quite a bit of smoke in her area, but they had not been affected by the fires as of yet, so we pray that that doesn't become the case. But our good friend Adrian Brannon, who has been on the show with us a couple of different times, lost her home yesterday. So please remember the folks in Southern California. It's a tragedy, and we pray that things go well for those folks out there. But today we have a great show. We have lined up on Saddle Up America, Mr. Jim McGarvey, the past president or past chairman of the Backcountry Horsemen of America, and Jamie Schmidt and Deb Caffin with the National Forest Service. So they're going to be joining us, and we'll be talking about the National Forest Service Trails Bill when we begin the second hour of the show. But in our first hour, we are delighted to have joining us a couple of really dynamic young ladies, Twin Kennedy. So we'll be talking with them in just a few moments when we come back. But we want to thank our sponsor, and that is Legacy Benefit Group. For over 30 years, Legacy Benefit Group has been helping businesses and individuals create, protect, and preserve their financial future. So now take a deep seat in the saddle, grab a big cup of coffee, and when we come back, we'll be talking with Julie and Carly, Twin Kennedy, on Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe, heard around the world, streaming live online and on demand at equestrianlegacy.net.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
you are in for a treat today. We're going to be having a Twin Kennedy Christmas on the Campfire Cafe. This is the duo's first holiday album, mixing both Twin Kennedy originals and holiday classics. This album is sure to be a Christmas staple for years to come. Co-written with some of the finest Canadian and Nashville talent, accompanied by Music City's best musicians, Twin Kennedy's sound is brought to its purest form with tracks like I'm a Child Again and their lead single, Cold Weather. Please welcome Julie and Carly Kennedy. Hi, girls.
Hello.
How are you?
Thank you for having us.
God, we have stereo right there. How are you doing?
We're doing great. How about you?
We are doing very well back here in Tennessee. Are you guys in Canada right now?
We are. We just
are,
landed in Vancouver. We have our first show of the BC tour. We are in Coquitlam, BC, so we're about as far away from you guys as we can be now.
Oh, well, you've got a great CD, and we're going to play a lot of music from that today. But it's been, I checked back, and it had been March of 2016 since you were on the show the last time. And I believe that at that point, you had only been in Nashville for about 3 weeks. So are you settled in now after almost 2 years?
Yes, we have. We really love it. And we did a whole, U.S. part of the tour, finished up with our big CD release show in Nashville night before last. And yeah, now here we are in B.C.
Oh, that's great. Now, I guess I need to call on each one of you separately so we don't have a conflict. But Carly, tell us a little bit about what's been going on in the last 2 years with you girls.
Oh, definitely. Well, thanks again for having us back. This is so much fun. Really great way to celebrate our new album. And that's what we've been working on over the last year in Nashville. We recorded our first ever holiday album, A Twin Kennedy Christmas. And that was our first time recording in Nashville and wrote all the songs there as well with both Americans and Canadians. And been recording with some folks you mentioned, the Time Jumpers, Rhythm Section, some members from Tim McGraw's band, some just absolutely fabulous musicians and fabulous studios. I mean, Nashville's got the best. So it's really been a dream come true and a year for the book, for sure. And now we're celebrating the release and doing the album release tour.
Oh, that is great. Well, now I think we had a couple of weeks ago, we had Brett Kissel on. And Brett is the Canadian Country Music Association Male Performer of the Year. But, Julie, were you just nominated for Fiddler of the Year?
I was. That's so sweet of you to mention. Yeah, we love Brett, and we were at the Canadian Country Music Awards together. So that was really exciting. It's my second time being nominated, and it's such an honor.
Well, congratulations to you on that. You girls are so, so talented. And as I mentioned before, we have a lot of great music to play, but you have some original tracks on this CD. And by the way, the name of the CD is A Twin Kennedy Christmas. And the first one that we're going to do is an original. It's called Cold Weather. Would you like to tell us a little bit about how it came to be that you decided to put this song on there?
Oh, we would love to. Yeah, well, big news about that one is it's our single. It's our holiday single, and the music video just came out yesterday. It premiered on Sounds Like Nashville, so everyone can check that out now. It's out in the world, our music video for Cold Weather. But Julie actually is the one who came up with the original idea for the title.
All right, well, Julie, right. You want to tell us about it?
Believe it or not. Well, it was getting cold outside. Carly and I, it was a late night in November in Nashville. It was starting to get chilly in Nashville. And we were just, we were sitting, done the day, but I got a spam email from Costco, as we do in our email. And it said, prepare for the cold weather. You know, one of those kind of intense call to actions. And I saw that, and I, of course, being a songwriter, thought, ooh, cold weather. That's a good song title. And I turned to Carly. She's sitting on the couch across from me, and I was like, let's write this song. It could be like this. I started singing, so she pulled out her guitar, and a few hours later, we had the song.
All right. Well, let's take a listen to Cold Weather. It is from the newly released CD, A Twin Kennedy Christmas, and we'll be back and talk more with Julie and Carly in just a moment on the Campfire Cafe.
Frostbite on the front porch swing, snowflakes on the window pane, icicles on evergreens, white is covering everything. Oh, no one wants to go outside, but I feel a little warmer with your hand in mine. I don't mind a little storm, snow can fall all night. That'd be fine. When we're together, I love cold weather. Ooh. Two spoons and a pumpkin pie, coffee mugs and homemade wine, flannel shirts and candlelight, stoke the fire, let's stay inside. Cause I feel a little warmer with your hand in mine. I don't mind a little storm, the snow can fall all night. That'd be fine. When we're together,
email blast from Sam's and Costco. So how do you ladies go about writing? What is your process?
Oh gosh, well, you know, that's a great question because it really varies from song to song, and I'm sure most songwriters would tell you that, but for us, often it starts from the inspiration of a title like Cold Weather. Something that inspires you, something that is overall theme that you want to write about. And for the Christmas album, that was especially important to us. So every time we were looking at the songs that we were going to put on the record, we wanted it to go along with the theme of a joyful, happy, you know, love-filled Christmas. And that was what we wanted the record to be. We want some people to put it on when they're home with their families at Christmas, and it to be something that really makes them feel the magic and the joy of the holiday. So we made sure that every song had some aspect of that in both the theme and the title.
Well, you did well with that. How about the traditional songs that you selected from this? What was your process? Because there's so many great Christmas songs that are out there, but what was your process on selecting the traditional songs?
Oh, gosh, choosing from our favorites. That was a hard job. Why? There's so many good ones. How are we going to pick? I mean, we have trouble picking, you know, what pair of shoes to wear on stage. So picking our favorite songs, but That was a challenge, but we just went through the Christmas songbook and really went back to our, you know, childhood days of sitting around the tree and singing through these carols as we do every year with our family, and really picking the ones that were most special to us and that made the album have that overall vibe, the flow of the album, you know, that it fit together. So we picked, I mean, Julie's favorite carol is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. So that had to be on there for sure. And and then we just had to go through and pick our favorites. But we're already, like, looking ahead to volume two because there's so many that we want to record.
Gosh, well, Christmas of 2018 will be here before you know it. This next song that we're going to do is I'll Be Home for Christmas, but this has a little bit of a different feel to it. You made the songs your own when you selected the traditional songs.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to hear that. We really did our best to give them a fresh spin.
Well, you did that, and I think this song shows very clearly that they're your songs. And let's take a listen to I'll Be Home for Christmas. It's a Twin Kennedy Christmas on the Campfire Cafe. I'll be home for Christmas. Twin Kennedy, a Twin Kennedy Christmas. And so talk to us a little bit about your tour that you're on now. Carly?
Oh, yes. Well, this is Carly. We're having so much fun. As I said, we kicked off the tour in Tennessee. We had shows all through, you know, we did White Bluff and Franklin and played our album release show in Nashville on Tuesday night, which was so much fun to celebrate with all the folks down there. And now we're back in British Columbia, which is our home province. And we've got a bunch of dates over the next few weeks here playing all over BC and celebrating the album release.
Well, that is too cool. Now, are you going to be at home for Christmas this year?
We are.
We are. We're really excited.
Did you make it home for Christmas last year?
We do. We're lucky because as musicians, of course, we're on the road a lot throughout the year. And so we're, you know, you never know where we're going to be. We could be a different city or town every day. But Christmas time, we always get to be with our family and we can be, you know, flexible with the schedule, which is a real treat and definitely something we don't take for granted.
Yeah. Is there a way that the Kennedy family celebrates Christmas every year? Do you have any great memories from growing up, Julie?
Oh, so many. You know, and I think that's why making a Christmas album was such a dream of ours, because Christmas time is just full of so many happy memories. Everyone in our family, I don't know if I've told you this before, but we actually started out in a family band. And so everybody plays an instrument. And so we spend a lot of the holidays jamming, and that is just one of my favorite things that we do. And we played these Christmas songs that are now on our album. We've been playing them since we were little kids. Of course, they sound a little different now. But we do have a lot of just really happy, special times in the Kennedy family household during the season, and music is a big part of that.
A big part.
Music and
well,
food.
Carly, I like the food part. Yeah, especially the food. Well, Carly, do you have any memories of when you were maybe a little girl at Christmas time, and maybe something special?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. Because we were talking about that the other day. Someone asked us what our favorite Christmas gifts were that we'd ever received, and we were talking about how it's always been music related. And so I remember the year that I got from Santa Claus a boombox or a CD player, and that was when CDs were the new thing, you know. And I got the Shania Twain CD, very Canadian, and Spice Girls, I believe. And I still remember, like, we were playing those records until they didn't work anymore. And I still remember this. And so, you know, we were making this record and thinking, we hope that there's a little girl out there that gets the Twin Kennedy Christmas record and plays it every Christmas, you know, just like we did, because that's a really special memory for sure.
Oh, that's great. That is great. Well, this is Julie's favorite Christmas song, you said. So let's take a listen to Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And it's from a Twin Kennedy Christmas on the Campfire Cafe.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Yeah.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas, Julie's favorite Christmas song. And so I don't think we've mentioned yet, but you girls are twins. That's why it's a twin Kennedy Christmas. So are
that's
you
right,
sick of
you can't
spending...
see us over the air, but
that's right. So do you spend so much time together that you kind of get tired of, you know, being so connected, or is it still a lot of fun for you? Carly?
You know, we get asked a lot if we are as good of friends as we seem to be. And the truth is that we actually are. Like, because as identical twins, we are so similar. And we do actually read each other's minds, which is what people often want to know. And we do get along great. I mean, there's days where you're together so much. You're, you know, traveling together, living together, practicing. And so, you know, for sure you can have your little squabbles, but they only last about a minute, and then we're best friends again. So it's pretty great.
That's great. Now, Julie, when you were little, did you always get the same Christmas gifts? I mean, did you get one that wore a red dress, and Carly got one with a pink or something, or what?
Oh, that's a great question. You know what? It's funny you ask, because my parents just drummed up some of the old family videos and sent them to us from Christmas years ago, because they knew we were making the Christmas album. And it's Carly and I opening gifts from each other. And when we were really little, we had speech impediments, so we couldn't say our R's. So it's I would be like, oh, Cowie, like, Cowie, I love it so much. Opening up the present. And both of us together, we had speech impediments. So we're these little, you know, five-year-olds just expressing how much we liked the present. And they sent this video of Carly opening a present for me. And it was some kind of Barbie doll. And she opened it, and she was just like, I love it so much, Julie. Like, it's so amazing. And then she turns to the camera and she's like, and what is it? But she was such a gracious kid. She loved just getting something, but she didn't even know what it was. So then the video goes on, and I point it all out to her, and I show her just exactly why she's going to love it so much.
Oh gosh! Well, did you get the same kind of gifts? I mean, when you were real little, did you get the same thing, and it just, you know, maybe a different color or something? Yeah,
we did. Yeah, we had at least get our own colors. I think most of the time we would get the same thing, one in red, one in blue, or something, because they would always be making sure that we had something a little individual. You know, we liked the same thing, so. It didn't matter to us, because we really like the same things, and so we don't mind getting the same presents, because probably if she got it on her own, I'd probably be envious. So it worked out. It's true. That's how I shop for Julie at Christmas time. I find something that I love, and I'm like, oh, this is really great. And if I really love it, then I know that Julie will too.
That she'll love it. That's great.
Yeah, if it's hard to give away, if it's like hard to part with, you know, it's a great gift.
Right. Well, my mother will be 90 this next year, and she has a sister that's about 5 years younger, and a lot of times people would look at them and they would get them confused. I mean, even though there was 5 years difference, they still looked so much alike. And they love to go shopping still Saturday together. And it's absolutely amazing, because if they go out, you'll see one dressed in something, and the other sister is almost wearing the same thing. Do y'all do that?
Oh, my gosh. Yep. We do that all the time.
Well, that is so funny that happens.
If we get dressed and we aren't together, then we go shopping and we aren't together, which is rare, then one of us will, you know, inevitably buy the same thing that the other twin already bought, or come wearing almost the same outfit. So I hope we're just like them when we're older as well, shopping on Saturdays together.
That's right. That is right. Well, that is so cool. Well, there is another great song. This is an original song that is called Snowed In. Tell us about this one, Carly or Julie, either one.
Oh, well, this is one of our favorites for sure. We wrote it with our friend Steve Rivers in Nashville, and he's a fellow Canadian. And we were talking about, well, Canadian winters, you know, being snowed in is a common occurrence. And and we were kind of flipping it around to say that, you know, sometimes when it gets really cold outside and it's snowing, it can be a real positive thing if you've got your sweetheart there to snuggle up with. So we talk about just that, being cozied up by the fire with your loved one over the holidays.
Well, this is Snowed In. Let's listen to that and come back and talk more with Julie and Carly. And I don't know where we'll go when we come back. We may talk about favorite Christmases or something. So here we go. Snowed In from the CD, A Twin Kennedy Christmas. Snowed In, Carly and Julie Kennedy, twin Kennedy. And, you know, I have some favorite Christmases, but I'll talk about those sometime this month. But tell us about your favorite Christmases, and why don't we start with Carly on this?
Oh, gosh. Well, there are so many good memories of Christmas, as we said, that inspired this album, and it's hard to pick just one, but that song's note in makes me think back to traveling up to northern BC to this wonderful lodge. Basically, if you picture every setting of a Hallmark Christmas movie or, you know, a family Christmas special, this lodge would be like the perfect scenery. And our family packed up one Christmas and went up to Malhai Lodge in British Columbia. And, you know, we camped out there for about a week in this little log cabin. And it was just, I still remember it. It was just magical. We just brought up our stockings. A lot of our family came and visited, and we literally skated on like an outdoor ice rink, you know, that without snow. And it was just something out of a movie. Yeah, I still remember. It's just really special. It was magical. We were sort of away from all the busyness of the holidays, you know, that can happen sometimes when you're home or when you're in the city. And we just got out in the middle of nowhere and enjoyed our time together.
Oh, that is great. So how old were you back then?
It would have been about, good question. I think that we were probably 12.
12? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you didn't know you were experiencing a Currier and Ives Christmas back then. So that is pretty cool.
So true.
That is pretty cool. There is a song that I absolutely love from this CD, and it's I'm a Child Again.
So nice.
Yeah, tell us about this song. How did you come to write this?
You bet. Well, you know, that title, it really goes back to being a child again. We were sitting with one of our favorite songwriters, Joe Doyle, who's also in Nashville, and just talking about those moments when you're a kid at Christmas. You're not thinking about the daily stresses or the hustle and bustle of the holiday season. You are just wrapped up in everything that is the magic of Christmas, the promise of Santa Claus and the beautiful decorations and just all those exciting things. I mean, I don't know about you, but for me, when I was a kid, that's all I saw and all I thought about. And there's something so wonderful about that, that we wanted to go back to that feeling of there being no cares, no worries, just that beautiful magic of the holiday season.
Well, it is a magical song. It's called I'm a Child Again, and this is Carly and Julie Kennedy. You're listening to the Campfire Cafe on Equestrian Legacy Radio.
Yeah.
I'm a Child Again. It is from the CD, A Twin Kennedy Christmas. And we need more of that kindness and a little bit more of that going back in time sometimes. But things have changed. It's a busier place than it used to be. But you girls are so much fun to have on the show. This has been a really, really quick hour. And
I know, folks.
I
can't believe it's over.
Man, I tell you what, it's flown by. But folks are going to want to buy your music. So tell us where they can find your tour schedule and where they can purchase your music. I know that people are going to want to get A Twin Kennedy Christmas.
Oh, thanks so much for asking. Yeah, we're very easy to find. You search Twin Kennedy or go to twinkennedy.com. On all the social media sites, you can find us at Twin Kennedy, and we'd love to stay in touch. We just really appreciate being on the show today. This is just so much fun to get to reconnect.
Well, you guys are always so much fun to have. We'll have to not make it such a long time between visits as this time was.
I agree.
You are absolutely great. Visit them on Facebook and also check out their website. You've got a great website. And so we really want to encourage people to visit you there and do that. But a lot of fun today. A Twin Kennedy Christmas is a great addition to your Christmas listening. And I know some people that just listen to Christmas all year long. So.
Oh, those are my kind of people.
I'm telling you, and you're going to get to work on a new Christmas album, so we'll look for that one as well. Do you have any other projects that are in the works?
We do. We started writing more new non-Christmas songs, but you know, right now we're so wrapped up in the holiday season, we won't start recording those till 2018. But we always have new things in the works and. Always have many plans for new music. It's just what we love to do, and we're just so grateful to have folks like yourself listening and sharing it and putting it out in the world.
Well, you are very welcome. Now, tell us where you're going to be tonight and maybe for the next couple of shows.
You bet. Well, we're in Coquitlam, B.C. right now, which is on right on the west coast of Canada. We play in Victoria, which is our home city, tomorrow night, where we did our music degrees at the University of Victoria. And then the next day we're in Souk, which is where our folks, our mom and dad live. And then we head to the hometown where we grew up and played as a family band in Powell River. And we do our hometown show, a couple more shows in the interior, Merritt and Chilliwack. And then it will be Christmas time. It'll be Christmas.
Oh. All right. All right. So you'll get to celebrate Christmas at home this year. And when are you
going
to be, when will you be performing back in Nashville?
Well, we'll be back in Nashville just before the new year. And we'll have some shows beginning of 2018. All of those dates will be getting posted on twinkennedy.com. So you can watch for them there.
All right. I'm going to watch for you and get out to see you somewhere in the Nashville area. But anyway,
we'd
great to
that.
Have you with us today. We've enjoyed both of you so very much. And do you want to tell us about this last song? Because this one feels different from anything that we've played so far. And it's called Not So Silent Night. Tell us about this
one. Oh, you bet. Well, this one is another original Christmas song. We were sitting around with one of our best friends and favorite writers, Brian Donkers, and the three of us were looking at the back of our Christmas album, like a variety collection of songs and all the different titles, and thought, let's try to fit all these titles into a song, which is a fun challenge. And then we got chatting about Christmas Eve in the Kennedy family household, and we talked about this a little earlier in the show today, is that we love to jam as a family on all of those Christmas songs. So we basically, if you want to come to Canada on Christmas Eve, the invite is open. You can join in on the Christmas music jam. Doesn't matter if you even play an instrument or honestly, it doesn't matter if you're tone deaf, you can join in. It's just a big, big old party. Everybody has a good time, plays music into the wee hours of the morning, and it's just about having a wonderful celebration of the holiday season and playing music, and that's what this song is all about. And it's called, as we said, A Not So Silent Night.
All right, it's a great song, and thank you again for being with us today. We look forward to seeing you somewhere in the Nashville area. Thanks so much.
Yes, we look forward to that too.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's the night before Christmas, and all through the house, we're stirring up the eggnog and laying cookies out. Mama's answering the door, Daddy's stringing up guitars. Gather round this old piano, it's about to start. We're gonna dig the halls, rock around the Christmas tree up to the nighttime. But it sounds so good to me if we keep singing through the songbook. We'll never get to sleep. Then Santa Claus won't come to town, but I won't pout and I won't cry. Cause all I want for Christmas is a not so silent night. We break out the jingle bells, fiddle the bassoon. Know the neighbors, they don't mind the noise, cause they're here singing too. Let it snow.
Not So Silent Night, Twin Kennedy. And you're going to want to get their CD. It's twinkennedy.com. And you can also like them on Facebook, Twin Kennedy. And a lot of fun talking with Julie and Carly today on the Campfire Cafe. Next week, we have Belinda Gale that will be joining us. And then the week after that, Bryn Hill and Andy Nelson are touring with a Christmas show, and they'll be joining us on the 21st. So something to look forward to. But right now it's time for Saddle Up America. So if you are on the website and listening to the show, just click on the next link, and we'll be talking with our good friend, the past chairman of Backcountry Horsemen of America, Jim McGarvey, as well as Jamie Schmidt and Deb Caffin with the National Forest Service. We remind you, as always, if you climb in the saddle, get ready for the ride on Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world. streaming live, online, and on demand at equestrianlegacy.net. We'll close out this segment of the show with A Christmas for a Cowboy by Doug Figgs. Thanks for listening.
The snow is blowing hard against the line shack door. He's not too worried though, he's been through this before. I guess this is gonna be just one more Christmas for a cowboy. He's got cows to feed and water. It ain't easy in this weather, but the wind dies down and the snowflakes fall light as a feather. Then he starts to thinking it can't get any better. Then Christmas for a cowboy. And Christmas is unjust another day. It's when that bright and shining star appeared to light our way. You'll see it spells his name. It's Christmas for a cowboy. He loads the sled with hay, and then he hitches up the team. A cowboy's life is hard sometimes, but he's following his dream. Very few will ever know all the wonders that he's seen. And it's Christmas for a cowboy. When the cows are all cared for, there's just one more thing you see. He'll saddle up right out and find that perfect Christmas tree. Then he'll gaze up at the stars and thank the Lord he's living free. Well, that's Christmas for a cowboy. Although city lights can't shine as bright as the stars out here on a winter's night, that bright star still shines his light on a Christmas for a cowboy. And Christmas isn't just another day. It's when that bright and shining star appeared to light our way. And if you look, you'll see it spells his name. It's Christmas for a cowboy. So Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Christmas from this cowboy.